GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Chuck Severson. Supporting the president's decision to bomb and fire missiles at three Iranian nuclear sites, Republican leaders in Congress. The U.S. isn't aiming for regime change, says Senator Tom Cotton, Arkansas Republican. It was asked by our Jonathan Carl in ABC's This Week.
If Iran retaliates, should the United States target the Supreme Leader?
I won't rule any single target in or out.
The attacks obliterated Iran's nuclear program, says Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. There's cautiousness from Mideast nations. Oman, which mediated U.S.-Iran talks, calls the U.S. attacks illegal. The U.S. not at war with Iran, says Vice President J.D. Vance.
We're at war with Iran's nuclear program, and I think the president took decisive action to destroy that program last night.
Congressman Jim Himes, Connecticut, top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
This was undertaken without congressional approval. There's not much ambiguity in the Constitution about who gets to approve these things.
This is ABC News. This on the attack on Iran from former Marine Colonel and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard on the U.S. military.
This is actually an unprecedented buildup. We will soon have three aircraft carriers in the region. That hasn't happened since 2003. And so the U.S. has also flowed in hundreds of aircraft into the region, fighters, aerial refuelers. And so the president has lots and lots of options, an unprecedented buildup of military power in the Gulf if the Iranians strike back. The president has options.
A new scam. Crooks posing as law enforcement threatening you with arrest if you don't pay a missed jury duty fine. Judge Douglas Cole with the Southern District of Ohio.
The first contact from the court is always going to be mailed. But again, the key point is they're never going to call and ask you for money or tell you, hey, we need you to pay this to make this arrest warrant go away or something like that.
His Honor says there's been a recent spike locally in these new types of swindles. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matinee on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, do we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matinee on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. A new effort is helping Wisconsin farmers protect water quality in their communities. Judith Ruiz Branch has more.
A joint effort is helping Wisconsin farmers protect water quality in their communities by learning more about how to prevent manure and fertilizer spills and runoff. The Nutrient Management Farmer Education Program is a collaboration across six counties in northern Wisconsin with partners from the University of Wisconsin, technical colleges, and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. It helps farmers properly manage manure and fertilizer applications to optimize crop growth while protecting water sources. Athens dairy farmer Wayne Gajewski says one of the biggest benefits is the collaborative aspect where farmers learn as much from the instructors as they do from each other.
I think it's a win-win. It's good for farmers, it's good for the environment, and it's good for the public in general because farmers are trying to be as efficient as they can and without polluting or doing any harm to the environment.
State law requires farmers to develop and follow nutrient management plans to minimize their environmental impact. Gajewski says the training enables them to create these plans independently, reducing reliance on potentially costly external services. Kirk Langfoss is a conservation analyst with Marathon County. He says the grants allow them to offer incentives to farmers and help cover their tuition.
They can get up to $750 reimbursement on soil testing. They can get payments to do manure testing. They commit to between 8 and 12 hours a year when they come to the class, so it reimburses them for their time.
Agriculture spills have been prevalent across Wisconsin, with one reported last month in Monroe County. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heat advisory in effect until late Monday. We'll see plenty of sunshine today, highs in the mid-90s. That could challenge record highs for today. Our heat index near 105, gusty southwest winds. Upper 70s and mostly clear tonight. More heat Monday. It's 87 at our studios.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome the Green Bay Automobile Gallery's Daryl Burnett. And we rank our all-time favorite summer blockbuster movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. This is the show that we do what we say. We really lean into the local community here in Greater Green Bay. And that's not to say we're not concerned with what's going on and all over the world, really, with you. Look, oh my God, what's going on in Iran now and, of course, the Ukraine. We have a lot going on in D.C., of course, the budget we're working on in Madison, and we're concerned about that, and we follow all of that. But here on Lean Local, we get down to what's going on here locally, what's going on in our community. I think some of that is, because of all that's going on in the world, is kind of passed over sometimes in the media, on TV and some of the newspapers. And here on Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, We really try to hone into certain topics. And as you know, we've covered a number of things on the school board. We've talked about actually the coal piles, what was going on there. And of course, the Southern Bridge connection had some local talent on here. Bill Jartz was on, Bob Atwell. And there's just things that really make Green Bay not only who we are, but people and in industries that where we're going. And I think that's important that we spend time on that. And today is going to be an interesting day and a little bit new to some of you, but not new to some of us who've been around. This month is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And people, I didn't even know we had that. Yeah, we do. And the reason we focus on men's mental health is we need to. And we have four guests with us today. And these guys not only understand that men have issues, right? That there's, we have this like stigma where men maybe don't speak up when they have some issues going on in their life. And they need an outlet. They need people to talk to. And of course, we've all been concerned with social isolation. And it's sad to report, and we're going to get to it later, but there's a lot of suicide with men, and I don't think we talk about it. I don't know, you read in the paper, so-and-so died at home at 64 years old. Really? Like, could it be worse than that? I mean, did he have a heart attack, or was there something more going on there? And we used to think it's all these 18, 19-year-olds, and we're going to talk about that later as well. It's not just kids. It's not just young adults. Mm-hmm. It's some of us older people, too. So, but I wanted to bring in the A team, and I did that today. So we've got a number of things to cover, but you may recognize these names. If you saw these guys, you would know them because they're very, very active and visible in our community. But DeLorean Walls, who's just a servant leader. I mean, this is just a good guy who, like I said, I think if you'd run into him, well, he would make the first contact because he's a very outgoing person, but someone who really cares about people and cares about this community. And he's been on our show. Not on this show before. I have another show in the morning, Mine Own the Mayor, and he's been on, and I really want to get him back on Lean Local. And then Damian Dorian, who, it's funny, I met him a long, long time ago. He was actually at a parade with his little kid and took a picture. And like, I knew right then you were a good guy. And here you are, you know, really giving back and working with other men. And then Zach Bolt, who also is in this organization to help men. So let's talk about it, right? I mean, we're here to, we've got people listening and they're like, wow, Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. Yes. You want to share with us some of the trends you're seeing, some of the things that you're seeing? And I'd like to focus, I understand there's national statistics and I have those in front of me, but I want to talk about our community here. What are you seeing?
First, giving honor to God who has my life, to my wife and my children who are definitely my foundation. To these beautiful brothers that's not surrounding me right now, but every brother and that we have crossed paths within our brotherhood of Brothers Up and Brothers of Wisconsin. It's such an honor to speak on this, especially during this month of Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. It's funny, you know, there's other awarenesses that is tied to June. June only has 28 days, right? Or 30 days?
30 days.
Within those days, if we look around the local stats and national stats, even Wisconsin stats, with Wisconsin having 2.9 million men and with 26.6 of those men suffering from mental health issues, anxiety, and depression, equals out to a little bit over 722,000. The national average of men that's dealing with depression and mental health is 600,000. Here in Green Bay, we have a population maybe, what, between 100 and 200,000?
Yeah, what's surrounding areas.
In surrounding areas.
Right.
And so they say it's 18.1 men per 100,000 that commit suicide in this area.
Wow.
You know, in this area. So if you calculate that, 18 per 100,000, if it's close to 100,000 people, then that means that's 36 men that is on the verge of committing suicide or have suicide tendencies or have committed suicide.
Oh.
Just as we were talking here, Mayor Schmidt, it's been about a good 5 minutes, so you got to think about it. A man commits suicide every 59 seconds.
Mm.
So that was one man every minute. What I'm seeing here is not just a trend of men just finding a place to have be socializing, or men just trying to have, you know, an excuse to get away from reality or excuse to get away from. No. What I'm seeing and what I've noticed and what's been the biggest blessing is to see men week after week for the last 3 years come and express how they are walking through their positive changes in their life when dealing with men's mental health. Go ahead.
And how... Okay, you've seen that. How does one get connected with that? I think isolation is a big problem. I want to talk about alcohol as well. But if someone is, and they know, you know, someone may notice that, but I want to get back to the individual knows. How do they see, how do they run into you three guys?
Well, you know, I can answer for myself. I can't answer for everybody else, but us as a brotherhood, we have made an oath and an obligation to one another to be the exact same person that we see every Tuesday or Monday night that we are in the community. So we actually heighten our senses to the point where we can almost sense when a man coming up to you and they may need a place to be vulnerable. And I just ask every man out there in radio land, every man that's out there, period, it does not take any effort to just, when you walk by somebody, be intentional by saying, hey, how are you doing? Especially another man, because we don't know what any man is going through at that point in time. We welcome everybody in. I know every man, especially his brother sitting next to me, every man that's part of the Brothers Up and Brothers Monday or Tuesday night group is really doing that exact thing, which is, you know what, let me be intentional about how I am walking in my life and how I am perceived in my life. That way other men can look at it like, oh, it's something special about that group.
So Brothers Helping Brothers is the organization.
Yes.
And you meet at tell me where you meet and is it application? Can anyone show up? Tell me about the organization. And I know you've been around for a little while, and I think that's a very welcoming organization from what I've heard.
Yes. Well, I have to take it back to the beginning. We had this conversation started back in like 2020 with in back of Brother Elton Gofo's home, sitting around smoking cigars, eating barbecue, and just having a deep conversation. And him and I and Jason was like, man, you know, could you imagine if we had a group of men being able to have the same conversation? So we opened it up for, you know, a lot of the guys that was coming in for OTAs or for a training camp. We made sure we had like a welcoming type atmosphere with cigars and food. A close friend of mine and Jason's lost that battle to suicide, and like, okay, because I was very stubborn about it, because I like my isolation when I was going through my journey. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I said I wanted to go through this journey by myself, and I said I don't need nobody. I don't, but I was hurting so much by putting up those walls, and so I always frequent Prohibition Cigar Lounge, and you know Glenn Sherman, who's also a great member of the group, close friend of mine, and I remember I said, man, I think we need to bring men here if they like cigars. And 3 years ago, we just started that conversation, and more men started coming. And now we have a and that's on Tuesday nights at 6 to 8 o'clock at Prohibition. And then now we have a Mindful Mondays over at the Bistro Buchanan in the Terrace Room for the non-smokers as well as for the youth men. You know, teenage boys that's able to or is willing to be proactive within their mental health instead of being preactive when they get our age.
Wow. So the Prohibition, which is on Broadway.
Yes.
And that's on Tuesdays from 6 to 8.
Yes, sir.
Anyone and everyone's welcome. Men, I'm assuming.
Yes, 21. Year, yeah,
8 or 21.
Oh, yeah, because it's 21 is, it's a drinking. Cigar. It's, okay. Yeah, and, you know, so, but on Mondays, that's ages from what, 14, 15, 12, 11.
Yeah, 12 to 20.
Yep, yep. So, you know, if anybody want to drop their young man off and just sit there for an hour and a half, 2 hours and have some conversation.
And where's that again?
DeLore? That's at Bistro Buchanan in a Bellin building in a terrace room.
Second floor,
okay. Yes. And I really appreciate Mr. Snyder for allowing us to have that event center.
Right, they're both right downtown.
Right downtown, yeah.
They're across the bridge from each other,
yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's, all right, so that's where you're at, the Bellin building,
mm-hmm.
And that's in the evening, 6 mm-hmm. o'clock, so free parking after 6 o'clock.
Yeah, free parking after 6 o'clock.
One of the good things about downtown, a lot of good things, but that's one of them. And yeah, Mr. Schneider, who owns that, is just a good community person. That's nice of him to give you the space to get up mm-hmm. there and meet. And that's also 2 hours.
Yes.
All right, I want to just, Damien,
yes, sir.
You sought out this group. This group sought out you, or what? Tell me your connection with the group and what you found thus far.
Sure, sure. First of all, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Honor to God, and I'm just honored and blessed to be a part of a group of men that truly put themselves in the fire, so to speak. You know, for me, I've known Jason, DeLorean, and Elton through different walks of life. I met them all separately.
Mm-hmm.
Built a relationship with those brothers and separate situations. And so when they all came together, it got my attention. You know, I kind of knew their powers. I knew what their personalities were like, et cetera. And so it took me a year to actually get out of my way and admit that, you know, maybe I do need to be involved in part of this group. And
you felt like you had some issues. You didn't really know what or where to go. And even though you knew these guys individually, collectively, you knew it was, I guess, you used the word powerful, which I think is a great word for that.
Yeah. I knew that they had something going.
Right.
And I knew that they were consistent. And that got my attention, you know, because a lot of people, they'll talk the talk and they won't walk the walk. And
we're going to go to a quick break here. And we'll come back. We'll thank our sponsors who make this happen. But
sure,
wouldn't happen without you guys. Thank you guys for being here. We're going to be right back. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
Ashwaubenon to Alloway. This is 97.9 WGBW.
And now for the Pella play-by-play, here's Jeff Levering.
Thanks, Gina Della from Pella. What a beautiful day to have new windows and doors installed.
Every day is beautiful because Pella installs year-round during all seasons.
It's so hard to guess that next pitch. The customizations seem endless.
And it doesn't have to be super expensive. Pella has a product line for every budget.
And if it is time for a major upgrade, rest easy by scoring no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply at 6/30/2025.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
With Jim Schmidt, and today we are talking about a very serious, specific product concept to the greater Green Bay community, and that's men's mental health awareness. And this month, the month of June, is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, and we got a group in here today on Lean Local that is really leaning into this subject matter. It's called Brothers Helping Brothers. We heard from, really, I consider him the leader, DeLorean Walls, who is just a servant leader in this community. And before we went to break, we were talking to Damien about, not to share too much, but you were having some issues. You knew these guys individually, and then you found out collectively they're meeting, and you, I guess, better word, you leaned into it. And
yeah, we all have our struggles, and some of us are used to struggling alone. And I think that's the part where I needed to get out of my own way. And, you know, being a community advocate that I am, I'm literally the gargoyle of Green Bay. Like, I want righteousness, wholesomeness. I want prosperity for all of our members of our community. And so when I seen consistently that these brothers were meeting consistently every week, like I said, it took me a year. But when I got there, I was reserved on the first visit. I'm not even going to lie. I just was there to observe and actively listen. And then I just seen the plethora of different walks of life, veterans, young, not so young, professionals and people that were just different walks. And I was just like, wow. And then after about 3 months or so, witnessing the journey of other individuals and the successes that they've had and were able to overcome through the group type of therapeutic conversation, it's just amazing. So I dove in, and I got out of my own way, and I became stronger pillar in society, and really stopped sitting on my hands, and really put myself to work, and become a youth advocate, if you will, and So I'm just glad to be a part of a brotherhood that's actually about brotherhood.
Wow, that's quite a testament, and I'm proud of you. I mean, that you took a little, you're uncomfortable, took a little mm-hmm. risk showing up at the first meeting, but here mm-hmm. you are, your leader, you know, just with that kind of testimonial is terrific. And Zach, tell me a little bit of your story. You talked a little bit before we came on air, but share it with.
Where do you want me to start?
What called you to this Brothers Helping Brothers?
So I was incarcerated for about 2 years. I came home. DeLorean reached out, asked me how I'd been. He saw that I was out, kind of chimed in and told me to come to group. I was like, all right, yeah. I didn't come for a couple weeks. And then I went the first time, listened. Well, first off, actually, I'll say that, you know, Brothers Helping Brothers, it's not just a group. It's a lifestyle, because when you go to group and you show up on every Tuesday or whenever you can, because life isn't perfect, we all know that. You know, you're not just there for yourself. You know, you're there, and the things that you say and the things that are inspiring to others, and even the ups and the downs, you know, they all affect everybody. And you could say something negative, and someone else could be going through something in their life, and they can turn into a positive aspect to be more fusible for their children, for their significant other, their families. And it's that's what's different there. You know, there's not a lot of places that you can go where there's a group discussion and you can be beneficial for each other. And so, like, when I came home, I went to Brothers Helping Brothers. I'm very religious. I, you know, pray every day. And so, you know, it was kind of like a calling. Because, you know, DeLorean didn't need to reach out, but he did. So then right. he did. And then I started sharing, dealt with a little bit of depression myself. I think we all do. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, you know, we all want to be manly, mm-hmm. so to speak. So we shut everyone out. We deal with it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And in the end of the day, you realize, hey, it doesn't always work, because you're just suppressing it. And when you suppress it, one day it'll hit you. And when it hits you.
It'll hit you hard.
Yeah, for real.
It could hit you very hard, like suicide hard. I mean, there's some people that just, what I really like about what you're doing, and I've studied this a little bit, not nearly to the degree you have, but social isolation is a terrible, terrible thing. I mean, they've ranked that up there with cancer and some other very terrible things. And then when you look at, you take the social isolation and then you take it and you compound it with economic pressures, which I think we all face, huh? Where you are in life, and you have the things that are you're facing with family. You know, marriage is a beautiful thing, but it's also challenging. Mm-hmm. I mean, anyone who's married will admit that. And to have a place to share that with other like people, even though you're all different, you guys different races, mm-hmm. different ages, different mm-hmm. economic backgrounds, I would assume.
Yeah.
You just really seem to all be on the same page.
The social isolation, I feel, my own personal opinion, I feel like it stems from when you're a child, though, because when you're in a household that has domestic violence and things like that, then there's always that child that's either hiding underneath the table or going to the room trying to get away from that. And then now you're putting up your barriers, and now when you're older and you're going through your own depression, what do?
Yeah.
You go to your room.
You isolate, right.
You're not necessarily hiding underneath the table, but you're staying in your apartment, staying in your house, shutting out the world, shutting out everyone else.
All right. As much as we talk about that, some of the economic pressures, marital pressures, the beauty of this thing is that there's a solution to it.
Most
you guys
definitely.
Are helping each other. I'm not as concerned as if you were alone, you know?
Yes.
We're going to be right back. We're going to get you in the loop here. We're going to a quick break. We'll be back in just 1 minute here.
Awesome.
You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Chuck Severson. Supporting the president's decision to bomb and fire missiles at three Iranian nuclear sites, Republican leaders in Congress. The U.S. isn't aiming for regime change, says Senator Tom Cotton, Arkansas Republican. It was asked by our Jonathan Carl in ABC's This Week.
If Iran retaliates, should the United States target the Supreme Leader?
I won't rule any single target in or out.
The attacks obliterated Iran's nuclear program, says Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. There's cautiousness from Mideast nations. Oman, which mediated U.S.-Iran talks, calls the U.S. attacks illegal. The U.S. not at war with Iran, says Vice President J.D. Vance.
We're at war with Iran's nuclear program, and I think the president took decisive action to destroy that program last night.
Congressman Jim Himes, Connecticut, top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
This was undertaken without congressional approval. There's not much ambiguity in the Constitution about who gets to approve these things.
This is ABC News.
Another setback for Garrett Mitchell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? Brewers center fielder Garrett Mitchell injured his shoulder sliding into base Friday night in Nashville. That's the same shoulder he had surgery on. Garrett Mitchell will now have to undergo more testing. The Brewers wrapping up their series in Minnesota against the Twins. Tomorrow night they'll be back home against the Pirates. The Brewers winning a shutout yesterday, 9-0 in Minnesota. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Well, it's all predicated on a lot of things falling into place. We don't have any special sauce. We understand how we have to play, and when we do it, we're pretty good.
Girls high school soccer, the Muskego Warriors beat Madison West 3-0 in a shutout in overtime to win the WIAA Division I state title. For the fourth year in a row, in Division II, Brookfield Central defeated Pewaukee 2-1. And in Division III, Catholic Memorial over Edgewood 4-2 to win their 12th state championship in program history. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Believe it or not, Hollywood is making a sequel. In this case, it is the fourth in a series of Meet the Parents films. The Hollywood Reporter says Owen Wilson has officially signed on to the project, joining Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, and newcomer to the cast, Ariana Grande. It's always nice to have a fresh face. Paramount Pictures is teaming up with Universal for the latest installment, which is co-written by John Hamburg, who also co-wrote the previous three films and will direct this new chapter. If you listen to Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network, you've probably heard me talk about this franchise quite a bit, as it was started by frequent guest and writer Greg Gliena, whose $50,000 independent film ended up at Universal Studios and is now one of the highest-grossing live-action comedy franchises ever. Meet the Parents is expected to hit theaters Thanksgiving of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heat advisory in effect until late Monday. We'll see plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the mid-90s. That could challenge record highs for today. Our heat index near 105. Gusty southwest winds. Upper 70s and mostly clear tonight. More heat Monday. Currently 89 degrees.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news headlines and also State Senator Kelda Royce. Will the Joint Finance Committee actually meet this week? She'll tell us. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This city on rock and roll.
from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local, the show where we truly lean into what's going on in our community. And I'm really digging this show, you guys. This is, I mean, because I'm part of it, right? We're talking about men's Mental Health Awareness Month. We've got some of us maybe struggling personally, friends who are struggling, and there's some solutions that we're getting to. Hey, before I get to the our next guest here, there's four of you in-house, and thanks again for being here. I just want to thank our sponsors. You know, everything costs money, right?
Yeah.
And you need people to sponsor this so we can, you know, pay our producer, Todd, and our assistant here, Kyle. And I don't get paid, but I love doing this. And I just want to thank a couple of our sponsors. And one is Nicolet Bank. And these, of course, are right next to the Bellin Building where you guys have your meetings. Just a great, great organization. And they've grown from, they started in 2002 with, you know, two extremely strong leaders. You know,
I was talking about the bank.
I'll get to you guys in a second.
They were really solid.
They're paying the bill. So let's get it. I'm talking about Mike Daniels and Bob Atwell. But I'm just saying that they've taken this bank and they've grown it to, you know, 57 locations, 950 employees. And what I love about that bank is not only how great they are when it comes to banking, but they do so much for our community. They just give back. They sponsor a lot of events. And then the other sponsor that we have here, you guys, is Pella Windows and Doors in Green Bay. And another just a great company who...
Yes, thank you all.
They're the best. They come over to your house. My house is a little bit older than houses. Most of them 115, 120 years old. But, man, when they come over and they look at your windows, your doors, they design things that fit your style. Because you don't want certain windows in... older houses, and you don't want older windows, older looking windows like I have in modern houses. And they've got it all, and they do great craftsmanship installation. And so I just a couple numbers here. So Nicolet, of course, is NicoletBank.com and 800-360-0226 if you want to call Nicolet for anything. They are the bank. And for Pella, it's really PellaWI.com to get your windows, doors, look at all the products they offer, and that's 920-435-3791.
So you know what I would love to do, Jim, before we get over to Jason? I think we should create a relationship with Nicolet Bank since they are sponsoring this radio show today, that we can help men navigate the financial world, but that's one of the major strains to men's mental health is financial stability. So maybe if Nicolet can come in and have some strategies with us, Brothers Helping Brothers Collaborative or something,
they can do it.
We can do something like
that.
That
would be
great. Quick story, Nicolet Bank, shout out to those bankers there. I was in out of town. My card wasn't working. I was at an airport, needed the rental. They weren't accepting it. Called Nicolet Bank. They fixed it on the spot.
Right.
I was so thankful being out of town that my banker was Johnny on the spot. So
amazing bank. And they do that. And you know, I think the way I judge a bank, because I have a little experience in business, is, you know, when things are good, the bank's good. But when your business is bad, the bank that helps you is the good bank. And that's Nicolet. They'll come in there. They'll say, look, man, this is what you need to do.
They absolutely did. Personal experience.
Right. All right. So, hey, we're going to move on here with this Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And, you know, Brothers Helping Brothers, an organization that we are so blessed to have here in Green Bay. They have meetings that are open to everyone. They meet at Prohibition on Tuesdays from 6 to 8. They meet right down here at the Bellin Building on the second floor. That's open to kids or men, young men, 14 and older. And Jason Wright Sr. I got to get that right, because I'm sure you've got Jason Wright Jr.'s running around. But Jason Wright Sr., you are the executive director. And just thanks for doing this. And tell me the progress, what you see, how you feel Green Bay is doing when it comes to men's mental health.
Honestly, I think we strike the match to it, I'm assuming, you know, because a lot of people wasn't focused on their mental health. And when we had the opportunity, God used us to create this. And so that's why I want to give a shout out to God, give an honor to God, who's the head of my life, to be able to get us to be able to sit here and talk with you. It's been a journey with Brothers Helping Brothers. I myself, we wasn't never really big on titles or nothing like that. But a friend of mine I committed suicide, to give you a quick rundown, and I didn't know how to deal with that. I was looking at counseling and things of that nature, but where I'm from, we didn't talk to counselors. We internalized that as men, and that was the first point where I went wrong at, you know, internalizing and not saying that I was hurting about this. But given the opportunity to meet at Prohibition with D and calling Elton in, we sought refuge in an instance. Correct me if I'm wrong. We sought that it was an opportunity to work on our mental health and deal with this situation. I'm not saying that I'm completely healed from it, because I still think about it. I still have sympathy and empathy towards, you know, my friend that committed suicide. So it was near and dear to my heart to see something like this help a lot of other men. So, you know, we prayed on it. We kind of came up with some ideas. I myself been in entertainment for almost 30 years. So it was an instant reaction to say, hey, what do y'all think about creating a flyer? You know, this idea of having a men's mental health group has actually started in Elton's backyard. Just a mere conversation, him and Dee. And just lo and behold, we was going through that phase of men was really struggling, and be able to sit at Pro and kind of put it all together. We called it the Trinity, you know, because it was three of us. Mm-hmm. You know, it was three males just seeking out some, you know, some healing. And once we saw that it helped us in an instant, I myself created a flyer. Dee started having conversations with some people. Elton started having conversations with some people, and, you know, we started meeting at Prohibition. The first meeting was a shocker, and, you know, a good friend of ours by the name of Dub C, he made himself vulnerable, you know, and right then and there, we was like, okay, this is working.
Right.
We can do this as men, because we're taught over time to internalize everything, which we do the exact opposite. We hug, you know, we cry, you know, we make ourselves vulnerable. It's like everybody's eager to do that, because I made a statement in group, and, you know, the Holy Spirit, God worked through me to say this. It wasn't by my own imagination or anything. It was just like, why don't we get back to the little boy in us and have a conversation? Because trauma starts in childhood, whether we want to admit it or not. It's things that happen as a little kid, as you go through, that your brain can't adjust as to what that is. It can be as simple as loud noise, somebody yelling. It can be anything. It can be a number of things, but having that conversation with that little boy only heals you and makes you the kingdom man that you are today. So Brothers Helping Brothers has been nothing less than a spiritual awakening for all men, I think. You
know? And I'm glad you're doing this, but you need to do this. Needs to be done. I mean, you look at these statistics out there, are incredible, that men account for 75% of suicides globally, men, you know, and that... you know, the highest suicide rates, and I was surprised when I was doing a little research on this and actually talking to you guys too, but tend to be among middle-aged and older men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of times we think, you know, kids, you lose your girlfriend or whatever it is, and 18 years old, and you read about that. But, you know, when you're talking 65 years old, that's a terrible place to be at 65. You'd like to think you've got a handle on things. And so I think that's... and. Of course, men, you know, they choose a more lethal means of suicide. So that's, I think that's why it's usually more fatal. But I still think the biggest thing, and you guys are addressing this, is that men don't seek help due to the stigma of being weak.
Right. And it turns around and it goes, not to cut you off, Jim, but it goes for everybody. Like last night I had the opportunity to speak with, you know, we had a town hall.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, just had the opportunity to talk with a couple people. And just to see how much of a need it is for everyone to deal with mental health, not just us in our group.
Right.
You know, it's for all men throughout our whole community. So,
and I think that's really important that it's, I would go so far as to say, I think all men could use this group, this discussion.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not like, you don't have to be like, oh my God, suicidal. I just like, look,
it's for everybody.
I need to talk to someone.
You can literally show up and listen.
Yes, yeah, right. It's brothers that then came there and just sat there and listened for weeks on end. I think you was one of them.
Yeah, you know, when you're sitting there and listening, you don't know what you're going to go through in the future. So if you're there listening and hearing everyone else's stories and the things that they're going through and how they overcame them, or how other people have learned to cope with things, or as we say, have more tools in their toolbox to, you know, get through the things. Once you get to the point in your life where you are going through something, you already have the answer. So now you don't have to struggle through it. So you don't have to have a problem to come. You can just come and just put your own input, or even just sit back and listen for when there is an instance in your life where you're going through that struggle.
I mean, there's even guys that came in from out of town, showed up one time, came back a couple weeks or months later and showed up again.
And aren't there, I think of those people listening that, I mean, females, kids, that warning signs that they should look for. And you know better.
Isolation.
Right, it is.
Yeah, it's separation.
It's withdrawal from their family. Right. And when that happens to dad or uncle or brother, I think that's a huge.
But we also got to look at the fact that the ones that keep a smile on their face. And the ones that always say, no, I'm okay, I will figure it out. You know, those are the ones. Yes, I, you know, that was
always smiling.
That was like,
you know, Tommy was always smiling.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you'll never see it coming. Mm-hmm. And think about it, we got to look, it's like a unwritten policy. If we don't hear from you in a while, we're checking up on you, popping up at your door.
Yeah,
like, seriously, hey, what's going on? Yeah. We had a few brothers that kind of was just living life just right and just and comfortable in their own skin. And everybody, hey, where's he at? Blowing them up. And just checking in on them.
Yeah, I would just like to, I would think a warning sign would be just this increased irritability or anger. If someone's angry, I think they need to talk it out. And I would hope that that would be an internal sign or even external to say to somebody, look, you have been flying off the handle lately.
Oh, we do that. We actually hold everybody accountable.
Oh,
if we see somebody off their square, you best believe we're going to address it as a group, as brothers. You know, and so we're like, hey, straighten up.
Get back on the saddle.
Let's get on. Let's get back right. We're not condemning you. We're not chastising you. We just we're loving you.
Like, you know, I get you're upset with this situation, but right here's where you need to do some self-reflecting.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about substance abuse. I think some people use it as a crutch, run to it. Is that?
Yeah.
I just would like your comments on that. It's something that
I'll say a little bit of that. Substance abuse is more of a band-aid to the issue. You know, and it can tend to go, it could teeter-totter. You know, some people, I wouldn't say substance abuse is good in any type of way, but that's their way of coping. Then they realize that what its effects is doing, then they get off of it. But for some people, they just don't know how to get past that whatever's bothering them. You know, so they use that as a coping skill or a Band-Aid or...
You know, I'm so happy you brought that up because yesterday I was at the Assembly Committee for State Affairs in Madison, Wisconsin, for a bill... AB 211, which is going to allow more cigar lounges to be available within the state of Wisconsin, because there's only 15 right now. So we have given an outlet from substance abuse, which in the form of a cigar. We have given men, if they're used to smoking cigarettes or smoking anything else, you come here, have a cigar with us. You have a cigar with us, and we break bread. The indigenous people of this land used to offer tobacco packages or pouches as a sign of respect. So when a man come in and break bread with a smoking a cigar, it's just a sign of respect as another man. Over at Prohibition, there are some men that come there that is, and believe it or not, who just left AA or left any other NA meetings and things like that, and actually come there and be able to withstand all that stuff by sitting there with us. So
and the support you offer, I haven't been there, but I can feel it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys got each other's back big time. We're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about some solutions that are out there that and solutions that you may have for our community. So we're going to be right back. You're listening to Lean Loco with Jim Schmidt.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One day we started heading back to dock towing some wounded guys in the truck, and the company commander said to stop the convoy. He said, "Where are the bodies?" We had two guys killed, and they had been left lying back there. That can't happen. So the captain said, "We need some guys to go back and get them." I'm thinking, I hope it's not me. And sure enough, he says, "Brzezinski, come with me. We're going back to pick up the bodies." And I'm like, "Captain, what do you mean? Can't we take the truck?" He said no, because they would just blow it up and we can't afford to lose that truck. I took my helmet and flak jacket off. I could never run in those things, although I knew one well-placed bullet could kill me, and we started running back to the bodies. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy the Triple S Market. Sip, shop, sing every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. With local artisans, open mic, guest food trucks, a full menu of incredible Caribbean taste food, charcuterie, mimosas, and more. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun!
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Local with Jim Schmidt, and we are discussing a very, very meaningful, very important subject matter here in Greater Green Bay, really throughout the country, but we're leaning local here, and that's just men's mental health awareness. And June, of course, is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're with an organization here, Brothers Helping Brothers. I can't think of a better name for it. We've got DeLorean Walls, Damian Doran, Zach Bolt, and Jason Wright, who are four. What's that?
Senior.
Jason Wright.
Oh, senior. Senior. Yeah, yeah. He must really be hung up on that. So, all right, senior. All right, I got it. He wrote it down, senior. He underlined it. I'm like, okay, I got it.
It's all mental.
All right. Well, all right, senior, you're here. And, this is, you are addressing this in the right way. You've got meetings that everyone is welcome to. You meet at Prohibition on Tuesdays from 6 to 8, which is right here in Green Bay on Broadway. And then you meet on Mondays at the Bellin Building, which is right down the block from where we are here at Civic Media. And that is, of course, Prohibition, you got to be 21 to be there. This, you allow younger men in there, 14 and up. And I was looking through some data on mental health for men, and we already went over the it's just the scary statistics. But I was talking about solutions, and it didn't name your organization by name, but one of the solutions to treating men's mental health is to promote peer support, mm-hmm. which is spot on. That is what you guys are doing.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. You know, the key factor to all that is, it's Psalms 133, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. And for us to dwell, become as one, that is the biggest thing. We have to lift as we climb and really embrace one another as if it was us. We have to be a reflection. We have to be the reflection that we want to be within our own, with our own mind and body and soul. If we can illuminate that, we can be more proactive in helping men before they get to that level. So you know what? Let's work on this right now.
Mm-hmm. When Jason Senior, was, when he talked about being
the boy, or getting back to that.
Getting back to
I just
want to
say that one of the solutions that they say is important is early conversations in schools to really start younger than, you know, you guys are younger than I am, but to start a little earlier in schools, in the workplace and families. How do you encourage kids to start talking about mental health? It's all sports. It's about physical health.
You
got to
tell
girls.
Them about Mondays. You got to tell them about Mondays.
Mondays is the key thing.
And the fact, last Monday I had a breakthrough. Damien's son, Justin, he came to group, and he is experiencing the things that I've experienced as a teenager, which is having an incarcerated mother. And for him to be vulnerable at 16 years old to talk about that, I wish I was able to do that with somebody. And it truly broke me down.
Or even had the opportunity.
It truly gave me some peace that I know I was seeking. So, you know, for his son to really be the one of the first ones to come up there and actually do so, we talk about solutions. Even though our acronym is BHB, Brothers Helping Brothers, it's time that we have Boys Helping Boys. You know, we start that movement. And I thank Damien for actually taking
dads
the lead
that
on
do
that
too as well.
Yeah. That's your dads great. That do, you know, Damien has taken more of a leadership role on that, because that's something that he's been embedded in for the last, since he's been up here, and to be one of the first biracial kids in this city, you can see the effect on that and how he has helped other kids navigate those different things.
But you get that leadership at that age. That's going to pay huge dividends down the road. But the fact that he's just comfortable, and you have a lot to do with that because you're his dad. And you were down. You were just even in Madison, at DeLorean, kind of lobbying for to have really more meeting places. But how are we doing with just the mental health therapy, EPAs, community? Do we have resources for people? I mean, you're a great place to maybe start and end. But somebody, if they're looking for something maybe just a little bit more on the clinical side, professional side, do you think we have that here in Green Bay?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple organizations that we actually collaborate with. One is Foundations. They have a great program over there.
Yes.
Shout out to Ryan Good.
My son was actually affiliated
with Foundation.
Foundation.
I definitely got counsel.
And you know, when we talk about the male aspect, there's Brothers Breakfast. They have a support group.
Great.
What is your mentor Jason's name?
Brothers Helping.
My Brother's Keeper.
My Brother's Keeper.
My Brother's Keeper. Sure. Absolutely. You know him.
And then there's
Thoughts.
Yeah,
shout out to Thoughts, of course.
Yeah. But if someone's need extra attention, we have a couple licensed therapists that we can call.
Really?
A couple of crisis therapists that we can call if we feel it's getting to that level. And so we have done that.
But I think what I've gotten out of this hour is you got to start somewhere.
Right.
And to start with Brothers Helping Brothers is a great place to start. And you can maybe say, maybe this is better. You can do this or to school. Tell me, what's your contact information? We're going to wrap. We've got like a minute left. How do we contact?
You can contact us on Facebook, Brothers Helping Brothers of Wisconsin on Facebook.
Or either one of us on Facebook, honestly.
Either one of Jason Wright, the senior. DeLorean Walls, Damien Dorn, all our actual
Zach
names.
Zach Boat, you know,
Zach
all
Boat.
Of us. Yeah.
That's the organic part about
it. MrGreenBay.com.
Everybody is accessible for the information for the group. But before we close it out, I want to touch on one last thing with the youth. The way we get to the youth is those Mondays meetings. I want to put high emphasis on that.
Okay.
If we want to help our community, that's the way we do it.
All right. Mondays, and that's at Bellin.
That's right. At Bellin.
All right. The easy free parking after 6 o'clock.
Yep.
So it's, this is, you guys, thank you for what you're doing. You know, I'd vote for all of you for mayor. I mean, this is what we need in this community, leadership and really addressing the needs of people. And just, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right. This has been Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Awesome.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Chuck Severson. President Trump gave the final order to attack three Iranian nuke sites to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth yesterday, according to a senior administration official. The official says in the week leading up to the attacks, there was a new diplomatic push, but the administration thought it was going nowhere. Earlier today, in response, Iran fired a bunch of missiles at Israel. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Marcus Moore.
Overall, the tension has been high here in Tel Aviv and across Israel. People have been ordered to or instructed to stay home unless they are essential workers. This is the region braces for more retaliation from Iran. Earlier in the day, we heard air raid sirens and we went to the bomb shelter along with dozens of others here at the hotel where we've been working.
Israeli officials say that they have been able to knock out 50% of Iran's ballistic missile launchers. Reaction of Congress to President Trump's decision is mixed. This is ABC News. Why the